On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Am I taking the Ross Tucker mantra a little too far? In your opinion, you can say it. I'm right here. I can take it. Shorts and sandals. What is it, 38?
I think you look like a jerk. Yeah.
A jerk?
Yeah.
Maybe an idiot, but not a jerk. How do I look like a jerk? Shorts and sandals.
Yeah, you look like a... Look at this guy. That qualifies as jerk.
All right. Well, I feel like I can blame Ross.
I'm wearing golf shoes today.
On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker, who had a thing about why wear coats and stuff because I'm going to be inside mostly, and maybe I've taken it too far. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. I'm okay with like sneakers here, but no sneakers without socks, and I think that look is crazy. It's just weird. The shorts and the socks and sneakers. I'm not doing that. So if it's going to be shorts, it's going to be sandals. Ross, over to you.
You know, ironically, I have pants on right now, which is very, very rare for me, but I have to take my daughters to Wizard of Oz rehearsal, and because it's like 20 minutes away, I don't drive home. I just stay there for the hour and a half and do work. So I don't know. I felt a little bit weird about wearing shorts. I easily could. But when I'm in another venue like that, I don't really control the temperature. So I don't know what the temperature would be, but I will not be wearing a jacket because I park right in front of the venue. So I'm going to bring a jacket for those 8 seconds. The 8 seconds from when I get out of my car to walk in the door, I'm going to wear a jacket. That's so stupid to me that people do that when they go out to dinner. You're taking an Uber or like your husband's dropping you off. You're really just wearing that jacket just to walk in and show people you really like the fashion of the jacket. The problem is it's annoying. Okay, then do you check the jacket, the coat? Do you have it around your chair? How often do you forget it or leave it? I mean, if it were up to me, the profit margin and revenues for the entire outer garment industry would really struggle.
Bulldog, how warm do you think it is in this room right now? I'm going to say 88.
Oh, it can't be. It's 78. 78.
Still.
Yeah, it's warm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I would be in there. I'd be in there. flip-flop.
Oh, no.
My underwear.
Yeah, great.
And a T-shirt.
I'm overdressed by that standard. Yeah, because I do know how warm it's going to be in here always, and it's always going to be very warm.
Yes.
So I'm not guessing.
Refresh my memory. Why did you guys switch me? I got like 38 emails. 22 people texted me. I mean, it's amazing how many people's lives have been forever altered by moving me from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's humbling, but a little surprising.
Our beat guy, Sal Capaccio, needed your window today. Yep. So you were amenable to it, so we did it.
He had a conflict at 5. Yep.
No, listen, I'm happy to do it. I just...
Yep.
I get nervous. Imagine, think about all the people that got in their car at 4:05.
I know.
Or, you know, turned on the radio. And listen, Sal's great, but let's be honest, right? I mean, the devastation that happened not only all over Western New York, but everybody globally that listens on the Odyssey app. I mean, it almost shut down the internet.
Yeah, they might have not known what to do. Like, if you're in an old car, you're sort of turning the dial left and right to try to find Ross's voice. Is he 540?
I mean, look, another email just came in. You ruined my week by not being on at 4 o'clock.
That's amazing.
That's from...
You had just now my favorite use of globally, I think, ever.
Yeah.
I just want to give you that.
Hey, you guys want to hear something awesome?
Yes.
So, Thursday night, Drew Bledsoe is doing a wine tasting for the Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And my wife happens to be on the board of the Pennsylvania Chamber of Commerce. So she wants me to go. I want to go. I'm going. This is how good of a husband I am. And all of you guys driving around right now, you should also feel bad that you're not as good of a husband as I am. I have to be in Vegas Friday morning for Raiders practice because I have Browns at Raiders Sunday for CBS. So I'm going to Bledsoe's event because I want to see him, say hello, hang out, try some wine. Getting picked up at the hotel at 2:30 a.m. to take the first flight from Newark to Vegas so I can go to the Raiders practice in Vegas Friday morning.
That's pretty good.
This is above and beyond.
You kind of owe Bledsoe. He bought you those plane tickets for your honeymoon.
No, he got us the two greatest Christmas gifts any skill guy ever got me. 2003, plane tickets anywhere you want them to go. So my wife and I used them first class to Hawaii for our honeymoon and back. And then the next year, he gave us all Motorola flip phones when in 2004 that was like the phone and they were $500. Not only did he pay for the phone, but he paid the bill, unlimited minutes for a year. He forgot about it, which was awesome, and paid for it for like 3.5 years. I eventually got a voicemail.
Yes. Yes.
From Barbara Bledsoe. And I called her back. I said, Drew could not take his credit card off of my account because he didn't know my Social Security number. So I went ahead and I put my own credit card on it. I am very confident, knowing the makeup of that offensive line, that multiple people did not do that and that Drew had to cancel that credit card.
All right. We're halfway through this. Bills over the Bucks in a pretty wild game. Ross, a lot of fans were craving a game like this to see Allen open it up. They changed things up at receiver, benching Coleman for one thing. And even when Cook couldn't really get anywhere, they scored 44 points, 6 touchdowns passing and rushing for Allen. Would you be more inclined to think they can win in January this way or more the traditional way, to put it one way, where it's more around Cook and Allen is not throwing the ball as often?
It's a good point. I will say that's the best performance by a Tucker in that stadium since 2004. I mean, that guy, that running back for the Bucks can fly. That was super impressive. Super impressive. No relation, by the way. You know, that's an awesome question. I guess I have a tough time, Mike, picturing the Bills going to the Super Bowl without Josh being Superman. I think that's the answer. I mean, I guess you'd rather see them be able to win games without him having to be Superman, and it would be nice if they could win a playoff game without that. But I think if we're being real, especially with some of the injuries on defense, if the Bills are going to go to the Super Bowl, Josh Allen's probably going to go on an epic playoff run. And I know that's a lot to put on him, but he can handle it. Big guy, unbelievable. He is my favorite player in the NFL to watch. I love everything about him as a player in person. Only been around him a few times, but I've told you guys before, he is everything you could possibly want in a franchise quarterback. He's that good of a guy. And honestly, like, he is worth every penny that organization gives him. And he's going to have to do it. You know, he's going to have to. The shame of it is, it feels like he has done that a couple times, and they've still lost.
Yeah.
That's the part that is maddening. I mean, it's going to be really maddening for him.
Yeah, for sure. I think the thing that is maybe most encouraging here is that, like, I can understand why they don't want to build their offense around him having to do that every week in order to win. It's a long season. Physically, that would be a lot. You know, maybe mentally, it would be a lot, like, to have to carry that kind of load week in and week out. But what we saw on Sunday that we hadn't really been seeing since the opener was them pass the ball and do it successfully. The stat sheet is filled with guys who caught 20 yard or more passes in the game. That's been very rare. And what I think we've been worried about, I'll speak for everyone, myself, I've been worried that when they need to pass the ball that way, they won't be able to do it, because that's kind of how the offense has looked a lot this year. If you stuff them on first down, they're three and out. Like, they're just cooked. Sorry, not trying to be cute with Cook and the stuffing here, but what they did on Sunday was they found kind of the easy button. Not that it was easy, but you know what I mean. They found a way to push the ball down the field, and hopefully that's a sign that when they need it, you know, in January against, you know, your name here, whoever it's going to be, that they'll have maybe an easier time accessing it. Because it looked like they lost the codes, really, to that part of their game earlier this year.
I agree with what you just said. I guess the thing I would say is he also had two really bad interceptions, you know? And mm-hmm. I love Josh, and it's why he's so entertaining. But I think the more you put on him, the greater likelihood there is, especially in the three games it's going to take, it seems like, to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, what are the odds in those three games that at least one of those isn't one of those games where Josh has a couple turnovers and it bites you, you know? The Bucks weren't able to get the win, but the reality is the game's probably not going to be in Buffalo, or might not be in Buffalo for a couple of them at least.
With Ross Tucker, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Do you have a Houston Texans take? I wonder how much different they are to play when it's Davis Mills and not C.J. Stroud.
I do have a Texans take because I've done one of their games, and I actually go on with those guys every Tuesday morning. So I watch them. Their defense is elite. Like, elite. Their edge guys and their secondary are unbelievable. And so it's a major, major challenge for the Bills offense. And we'll know more about some of these questions that you guys are asking Thursday night, because I'm telling you, I think they might be the best defense in the NFL. They are incredible. Offensively, Mills has not been great, but he's gotten it done late when they needed him to. It is kind of interesting. I mean, I guess maybe Stroud would play this week if the game was on Sunday, but to miss three games, that's a big – I mean, how many games would that be if it was a baseball player? I mean, that's a big chunk of games for a starting quarterback to miss, but yet they haven't lost. You know, I mean, they've won these last couple of games with him. So
right.
I expect it to be an absolute dogfight. Interestingly, it doesn't feel like they're that much different with Mills than they were with Stroud, and I don't know how I feel about that if I'm a Texans fan.
Philadelphia, Ross, before you go, I know we know you're close to the Eagles. They have become the betting favorite for the Super Bowl. It doesn't look like they're a perfect team. Maybe there isn't one. What about these Eagles versus last year, or just, you know, how you see them? Do you think they're the best team in the NFC?
No, I think the best team in the NFL, maybe even by a decent margin, the Rams. The Rams are awesome. I mean, Stafford's probably the MVP. They run the ball very well. Their defense is really good. They've lost two games because they had three kicks blocked in those two games. And they lost at Philly because they had two chip shot field goals blocked.
Yeah.
They lost to the Niners. They had an extra point blocked. Otherwise, they'd be undefeated. I think they're very good. I think they're the best team in football. The Eagles, the last two games, have had the best defense in pro football.
Yeah.
I know I was just raving about the Texans, but the Eagles defensively have allowed less than 10 points.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To the Packers and Lions, back-to-back primetime games. So it's feeling like their defense is every bit as good as the Super Bowl last year, and maybe even better, which is kind of scary. Offensively, they just have been very, very inconsistent despite how much talent they have on that side of the ball. So there's probably a level of confidence that they'll figure it out, but they just haven't. You know, that's where all the concern and consternation is in Philadelphia right now, is why does the offense not look good? Kind of like where you guys were at last week.
Right.
Yep. Saquon Barkley, one game this year where he has a rush longer than 18 yards. Maybe he had two in that game. It was the second Giant game. Well, Ross, if you get to peek in at that Wizard of Oz rehearsal, hopefully you enjoy that, and we'll figure out a plan for next week.
Sounds great. Thank you guys so much.
All right. That is Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Did you kind of think you have to, if you're putting on a school production of The Wizard of Oz, that you might need to sort of throw in a few curveballs? Or do you need to just play it right by the book? where the audience knows everything that's about to happen at all times. I might mix it up a little bit. I don't know how. Just thinking about this now, I've never directed any sort of production like this.
I'm all right with taking some liberties with some of the arrangements of the musical aspects of it and whatever, but like the storyline, I mean, it's a classic. You can't be fiddling around with the story. Like you don't turn the Wicked Witch of the West into like I don't know. Like a nosy neighbor guy or something. Like no, it's the Wicked Witch of the West.
Okay,
you can't contemporary that up to the extent that you change that dramatically.
Is there a musical equivalent, like singing the anthem? Woman who sang the anthem in Madrid went everywhere with that song.
Yeah,
all kinds of places. I don't know. I think there's room for a little bit of that.
The U.S. anthem,
yes.
I
didn't know the Spanish. I don't really know that much about the Spanish anthem. I didn't know if it was supposed to sound like how it was performed.
Right.
I kind of think probably it was.
Yeah.
But I get into the other ones, Germany, England, and France. Have they played a game in France? Maybe it's a soccer game I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I don't think there's been, at least not this year. I don't know.
But I sort of hum along with those tunes.
Wow.
The Spanish one, I just don't know at all.
Yeah. I don't
know. But if you sang the anthem at like a Sabres game, would you play it pretty straight?
Our anthem?
Yeah.
The U.S. anthem?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I don't think...
You wouldn't go for walks?
No.
You wouldn't take the anthem for walks?
No. Hmm. No.
I like a little flair, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Only a little. I've got room for only a little.
I can't sing, so that's a tough question to ask me.
Ross calls Bills Texans likely a dogfight. You know what I'm hearing a lot lately? Rock fight. You hearing people say that a lot? Recently, I am.
Not in my circles.
Rock fight.
I'm familiar with the phrasing, but I haven't been hearing it lately.
A rock fight is like 13-10, I think.
Yeah.
Would be a score of a rock fight in the NFL. Dog fight, maybe there's room for a few more points. Dog fight just maybe is just simply close.
Right. Rock fight sounds like you're
nobody can do anything.
It's a low event game.
Low event. Rock fight.
Yeah.
The line is up to 6. You want to give 6 with these guys at Houston? I don't know. Get another couple of days.
Yeah.
A little bit of a buster.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Cloud looming.
Yeah. Bills got right after the horrible loss to Miami, and they're back on track, and look at their passing offense, and then, you know, primetime game thud.
Houston has won its last 2, but... neither impressively. I guess it's impressive when you're down 29-10 in the fourth.
You can come to back Jacksonville and win 36-29, But
the game in Tennessee didn't sound good at all, and they barely won that one.
Eked
that one out.
Mills.
Rock fight.
Right. I'm just looking at their schedule, so I've got the stat leaders for the games here. 292 in the Jacksonville game for Mills passing, 274 in this Tennessee game for a 16-13 score.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's a respectable total. And the Tennessee game was a close game the whole time. Now Jacksonville, they were way behind, so you would expect him to have had to throw a lot. But whatever, and they got there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good job. Those are better than any of Stroud's totals on the season. Those are the 2 highest passing yardage totals of the Houston Texans year. Stroud's high is 244. I take it back. He threw for 318 in a win against the Niners. My bad. I missed that one.
Okay. Sorry. One good game. You kind of want more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe this is good for the Bills because I know what happened on the Carolina day, but I had the same sort of feeling. I don't know if I want Davis Mills over C.J. Stroud. I just never see him really look that good. A lot of sacks, and I don't understand the Texans. I can understand, a great defense, but they don't seem scary on offense. And Collins is questionable. Is that a real thing, or is that just sort of... obligatory. I don't know what that is, but he's great. So that'd be a big loss. 803-0550, Bills and Texans Thursday night. We'll talk about the AFC playoff picture again as we return from the break. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.